How much fun was this week here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, it's always awesome getting away from the rink and getting on the road and, you know, not being too far from home and getting some home fans with us. And it was obviously a really fun atmosphere tonight.
You obviously had the hat trick the other night, which, you know, your game was going and you got the first goal too. So I think it was four of the previous five goals. So what, obviously you're a scorer anyway, but what do you think has clicked here the last couple of games anyway?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jackson Nelson's kind of been in my ear to shoot the puck a little bit more. So, you know, he's getting sick and tired of passing me the puck and it not going in. So, you know, it's been a little while since we've kind of connected on one. So just sort of every single time he gave me the chance, I was going to put it on the net. And, you know, luckily they all went in.
Mentioned you got the first goal. The team was buzzing. You guys really dominated that first period. What do you think mentality-wise was the key to you guys coming out and dominating early?
Yeah, I mean, we were obviously dialed in, and, you know, they came out and they were kind of pushing us and cross-checking and slashing after the whistle, and that kind of fired our guys up. And, you know, we kind of knew that they were going to keep doing that as long as we stayed away from it. We were going to be able to stay on top of them, and, you know, they kind of weren't focused on the right things, and we kind of jumped on top of them.
They got their skates under them a little bit, obviously, and it was, you know, a pretty good game, obviously, as it turned out. But Cooley gets the turnover. How important was that goal just to get you back on top?
Yeah, I mean, I know he was a little down on himself taking that penalty, but getting back there the next shift and getting a goal was obviously monstrous for him. And, you know, he played unbelievable the rest of the game.
And then you got Lacombe's goal to give you the two-goal lead. I mean, not that it's a relief because you know there's hockey to be played, but to give, you know, to get that third one, how important was that?
Yeah, I mean, we scored the first one and, you know, they came right back and tied it up. So we knew that, you know, a one-goal lead wasn't safe with them. And, you know, Lacombe's shot, he's had four or five of those this year. It's just a slap shot from the blue line and it's hard to save. So, you know, we're super grateful to have him. And, yeah, it was an unbelievable shot and we needed that two-goal lead.
And then the empty netter, have you seen one quite like that off the sideboards and in?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little upset. I was like kind of yelling that it was a bad icing and then all of a sudden it starts going under the net and I was saying it's a good icing. So, yeah, it was obviously pretty cool. I mean, Jackson being a senior, getting that goal was awesome.
Going to the Frozen Four second straight year, what's that mean to you and the team?
I mean, it's obviously a really tough journey getting there, and, you know, you got to be very good for a very long time, and you got to be super consistent, and, you know, our team's been that, and we've been, you know, a really good hockey team, and Justin Close has been an absolute rock for us, so, you know, it's obviously cool seeing all the hard work pay off and, you know, the game Justin had tonight.
Last one for you, obviously off to Tampa for the Frozen Four. What can you take from last year's experience in that final grouping maybe into this year?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think, you know, we were mentally prepared for that game. And, you know, they kind of took it to us the entire time. And I think we're going to be a little bit more mentally prepared, being a little bit older and kind of having a little bit of experience going back to the Frozen Four. So I think we'll be ready this time.
I lied. One more quick one. Do you know anything about Boston?
I don't know much about Boston. I mean, you know, they played Michigan earlier in the season in the Big Ten, so, you know, a couple of guys watched the highlights and stuff like that. So we know a little bit about them, but definitely going to have to get our minds focused on them during the week.
It was fun watching. Thanks.
Thank you.